Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Kopecky, who you may have known in the past as the Kopecky Family Band, join us live today with music from their new album, Drug for the Modern Age. The band was co-founded in 2007 by vocalist-keyboardist Kelsey Kopecky and guitarist-vocalist Gabe Simon. It took them until 2012 to release Kids Raising Kids, their debut, which included the AAA radio hit Heartbeat. We'll talk about this after a live performance of the new song called Talk to Me. I knew this was going to be fun.
Aww.
Kopecky are playing live today on the cafe. That is Talk to Me, one of the new ones from Drug for the Modern Age. That is the three-guitar attack of this versatile band. You guys can do it all. Well, thank you so much for this new album. First of all, it's really great, Drug for the Modern Age. And I'd love to hear a little bit about how this one came about, because I was reading some great stories about where you recorded it. It sounded like you were in a huge mansion, or yeah. what was the deal?
It was this place called the East Side Manor, which is in the east side of Nashville. And it's run by this guy and his girlfriend. And they live in this big giant mansion and with these big 35-foot ceilings and the drum room and all that kind of stuff. And it's
wow.
just amazing. And there's this wall of glass doors that look out into this courtyard. And so every day we'd be playing and working and just kind of like... And then outside there'd be people just partying all night long that we didn't know.
That's what I was interested in, is the party seeping into the recording process.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of... I mean, it just happened. It was like they would walk in and they'd start dancing. And they're like, we love this song. And we're like, okay, cool. Thanks for being here.
We always said there was this test. It was the hula hoop test. And this girl, we could not remember her name. I think it's Tina. Am I right?
Sounds right.
Tina sounds right. We're calling her Tina. And anytime we'd walk out and Tina was hula hooping, we were like, okay, that one's making the record, you know, point for that song.
And then she would then come in and she'd be like, I really like the groove on this song. I think it should be on your record. So it was just like that kind of vibe. People just drinking, smoking, watching movies, dancing, playing music while we're playing music. It was like hilarious.
Come to an A&R party. Help a band decide what's on their own.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's we're talking with Gabe Simon and Kelsey Kopecky, who are sort of the creative heart of this band, although everybody's contributing a bunch. I was reading some of the things that I think, Gabe, you were saying about this album, and I hear this album is really bright, rocking, and you know, all your best parts of what Kopecky is. But you were intimating that it came out of some tough times?
Yeah, I mean, we started the record, I want to say January of 2014, and it was a long process for us because we were home, which is totally different. The Kids Raising Kids was written on tour primarily, and so that was like for me, it was very detached. It wasn't like an emotional connection with the ones I love. Whereas this one was extremely emotional because I was in my second year of marriage and I was gone for the whole first year. And so being home was a massive deal for me. And then at the same time, all these emotions of the things that had been happening while we were on tour kind of finally kicked in. It was Marcus's brother had passed away the prior Thanksgiving. And Steven had been going through some personal stuff. Everybody had been going through personal stuff. I'm not sure how far I want to go in, but It was a tough time of a lot of emotions. And it was when we got to recording the record in August, it was like taking a shower. It was very cleansing and fresh and something that allowed for us, I think, to move on to this next part of our life with both the good and the bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You just mentioned August. What's it like for you to have to kind of sit on something like this for so long? Here we are. In another summer.
Well, we recorded in August, but we didn't finish it, I think, till December.
Yeah.
We went back and forth.
We went back on tour. Our last, we called it the Putting the Kids to Bed Tour, Putting Kids Raising Kids to Bed, basically all over the United States in September and October. And I remember coming back for like 3-day breaks and going in and cutting vocals. So I know we were still working on it even past Thanksgiving. So it was an ongoing process.
And there were songs that we got back from tour after playing them, and we thought they were great,
mm-hmm.
and then we're like, "This is terrible." Mm. And so we went back in, and like our producer would go, his name's Conrad Snyder, he's fantastic. He goes, "Here's what I like about this song," and he muted everything except for the drums and the keyboard part on the chorus.
Ooh, ooh.
And so then it was like, okay, we need to rethink it. And so that was kind of a really magical experience too, to like say that we were done and then restart.
Totally rewrite songs, rewrite choruses.
Well, that's good. It's like turning in your paper and getting a second shot at it, you know?
Yeah.
It really is.
So that's great. What do you want to do next?
Well, since we talked about a little bit of it, we should play Real Life. And that was the one that the girl would dance to all the time.
Ah, okay.
Oh, yeah. Tina, the ballerina.
Four walls for big fights. I'm someone to be. Stay up till it's right, and we'll swing through the daylight. I stood.
Well, we can definitely see why people were dancing to that one. That's great. That is Real Life, another one of the new ones, as Kopecky have joined us today on The Cafe. Their new album, Drug for the Modern Age, is out on ATO Records, and they're simply Kopecky. I don't want to make a big deal of this, but, I mean, you could have been simply the family band, and that everybody would have assumed you were a bunch of hippies. So I'm glad
That's
you.
True.
I'm glad you went with Kopecky.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, that the KISS principle? Have you heard of this?
Oh, yes. Keep it simple. Yes.
Sally, right? Sally.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, we were just like, you know, family band has offered a lot of confusing, you know, just, I guess, assumptions to people who are not familiar with our music. So we kind of decided to shorten it to this nickname that all of our fans had given us. And
Well, tell me about that song, Who's Real Life, and how does that one come about?
Well, at the time Kelsey and I wrote it, I was the first time I was moving in with my wife. And it was like my marriage counselor actually told me, and I told this to her because she was considering moving in with someone. And it was like, realize the first thing foremost is that you are the most intolerable person in the world to live with. And if, once you realize that, you can kind of start and go from anywhere. The sky's the limit. So that was what Real Life was about. And for us, it was just... that's the song. It's like these four walls for big fights. I'll make the mistakes so that you'll have someone to blame.
Mm-hmm.
It's like just having that interaction between two people.
And then the following lines are stay up till it's right, and then we'll sleep through the daylight. It's kind of like, I'm not going to give up on you. Yeah. Like you're kind of forecasting these potential problems.
But at the same time, a lot of people have concerns that after all these years, will you still like me? You know, that's
right,
what the bridge
right,
is about.
Right,
after we've done this, will we still be able to make it out?
Yeah. Well, that's the don't go to bed mad thing, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But the first thing we heard of this was the song Quarterback. And I maybe Gabe, you can talk about this one a little bit, too, because I understand parts of this came from Real Life as well.
Yeah. The story is very... What's the best way to describe it? It's kind of the worst relationship advice ever. Someone saying that I'm the quarterback, I'm the millionaire, in order to lie to someone to get them to like them with the hopes that in the end that they'll fall in love with you for who you are. So I went to the grocery store one day, saw a grocery store clerk checking out this girl, and in my head I was like, this is what this guy's thinking. He's going, like, she came to the store to see him and meet him. Like, he wants to fall in love, and she wants to fall in love, and this is going to work out great. But, you know, he still feel like he had to impress her in some way. So, yeah.
Yeah. So he, in real life, he didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything. He just sat there silently staring, which is more creepy actually than anything.
Yeah, I was a little worried about that. But it's a great song. Can you do the quarterback?
Yeah,
we'll do that.
Shine glass in the parking lot while I was pushing across the car.
thought you know this, but no, ice is not my cake. So I made my way up to you. Say, Lord, can I help you? I would be back, you look confused. I look confused, and that's when I cry. I told you I was a quarterback. He said, all about that. He was all out. To walk away, I said, hey, can I take you for a date? That broke the sky, I couldn't have a smile on my face. I told you I was a millionaire. You said all about that. It was all right.
There you go, another great live version of Quarterback. That's Kopecky, who have joined us today on the Cafe. And the new album is A Drug for the Modern Age. And Stephen, I was wondering if I could ask you a little bit about that song and about how it became the title of this album, because I understand that's your song or some of it.
So I don't want to call it my song per
yeah.
se,
right.
But it was actually in the latter part of the recording process. We were kind of finalizing the tracks that were going to be on the record, and it was one that Gabe had forwarded to, I think, the whole band, and just really stuck to me or stood out to me.
Uh-huh.
And I brought it back up. I was like, what about this song that, you know, you sent to us several months ago? And he was just like, not really. It was one that he really did not like. But I loved it, and I loved, like, the... And I don't think that it was the same. I think he had a different idea in mind than I did, but I had been going through some pretty dark stuff, just personally, substance stuff that,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was just, it's life. And, but it stood out to me just because, you know, everybody's kind of looking for something to fill that hole, you know, whether it's a substance or it's, you know, material things or whatever it is. And it just turned out really cool because I think we were all able to contribute, or a few of us, contributing into the lyrical content of it, and just really hit a nerve with me.
Mm.
I'm not sure if I'm really conveying this in the way that I should.
No, it makes a lot of sense. It's actually a compelling title for the album. Was there a lot of discussion after the song appeared? And we're assuming Gabe came to like it a little bit about making it the title track?
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting how really the themes throughout the record always pointed to this just like addiction, whether it's this addiction to the thrill of passion, like the grass is greener on the other side. We have this song all about like the seduction of temptation. Mm. We have a song called Burn In that is about like how alcohol is this ocean, this tide, like pulling you back in and you can't really get out. We have other songs like this song called My Love that is really happy, but it's actually about, you know, this kind of Cinderella effect of tour, like how I go in every city and the clock strikes 12 curfew or whatever, and I'm like, see ya. And just this really, this trend that happened where I realized, wow, we have this opportunity to meet so many people, but if we don't really make the effort to connect deeper, it can be this really shallow, like, well, see you next year when we come back to San Diego or whatever. So it's interesting.
Is playing live in a rock band addictive?
Oh, I mean, on so many different levels, I feel like we could say yes and yes.
Yeah.
You know, like even just being in these very tiring, like forward moving situations. And then there's like, you know, alcohol around and you're like, well, that could kind of make me feel like a little better maybe. So yeah, like that aspect. But then also it's the most amazing thing to see someone sing a song that you wrote in your bedroom. And you're like, wow, we're sharing in this really hard topic together. And there's nothing like that. Like, that's the sweetest part is like, hey, I was so hurting when I transferred this story. And now you've brought it into your earbuds and your car. And now we're sharing in it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To take it from that, like, we wanted them to take that same emotion that we saw every night with people and the way that we were connecting, but we didn't want to let people go home and feel, you know, the way we felt. You know, we wanted them to go home and feel good and realize that it wasn't just about feeling that way. It was about the doorway out or the next step that you could take to move on. So not just the people that we saw in San Diego or in whatever, but then calling them. And it was about, you know, realizing you had a drug problem and then going and getting help. Mm-hmm. And it was about realizing you like to drink and then finding a way to take a step back. And so we like to say the record's kind of like, it's like the Colbert Report. You know, it's like, how do you take a serious subject and make people dance to it? So they don't go home and they want to go, ah, oh, but they learned something. They felt like they got something out of it, but they don't feel like it's the end of the world.
Well, and people do come to Kopecky for the upbeat nature of what you guys do anyway. Mm-hmm. And the songs end up that way, most of them. So you're putting these thoughts to really strong melodic rock songs. So
trying.
Yeah, definitely. Well, what do you guys want to finish up with?
Well, we're going to finish up with the traveling song.
The Cinderella song.
Yeah, Cinderella.
My Love, it's called. Yeah.
Kopecky finishing up a great set today in the Cafe Studio. Music from A Drug for the Modern Age, the new one. Great to see you guys again.
Oh, always a pleasure, buddy.
Thanks for having us.
Well, thanks for being here. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.